Hello, welcome to This Week in Recycling. I'm your host, Hannah Carvalho. This week we're going to showcase how REMA was recognized for excellence in membership and rebranding. We'll also dive into the value of hiring students or recent grads at your recycling facility. And finally, we'll highlight REMA member Dynamic Lifecycle Innovation's new location in Hendersonville, Tennessee. On Thursday, March 13th, Vice President of Membership at the Recycled Materials Association, Brianna Ghianti, received a 2025 Association Trailblazer Award as part of the Salute to Association Excellence celebration hosted by Association Trends and CEO Update. In addition, REMA also received a 2025 American Advertising Award from the American Advertising Federation for its rebranding from the Institute of Scrap Recycling Industries to REMA. Since Ghianti joined REMA in 2019, she's been a driving force in growing association membership by 39%, with the number of new members increasing by more than 200%. She has implemented several new initiatives, including digital innovations for membership sales and a new program called REMA on the Road that involves the membership team to travel around the country to connect with member companies in their own communities. Brianna's energy, ideas, and unflagging pursuit of membership growth has been incredibly important to our success, said REMA President Robin Wiener. We're very proud of her. She is a true trailblazer. The award for REMA's rebranding work with Ms. Lansky and partners was presented at the AAF DC Regional Awards, honoring advertising and multimedia creative projects from a wide variety of corporate and nonprofit organizations. Our journey with Ms. Lansky and partners began in 2012 with an on-stage focus group at our convention in Las Vegas. We are so grateful for their creativity and commitment to helping us transform our language and brand identity while remaining true to who we are as an industry and member organization, Wiener said. When people ask Dave Smith, the service manager at the Michigan State University Recycling Center, what he likes most about his job, he's quick to say that it's working with the student employees. There is a great energy that students bring to the materials recovery facility, Smith said. There's an inquisitiveness and a desire to learn. I think sometimes as professionals, we often get into a rut in our jobs, and students have a unique way of pulling us out of that situation by asking good questions and challenging us to take a new approach. The center has about 90 employees, including 30 student workers. In its surplus store, student employees oversee stocking shelves or helping process electronics for recycling and resale. MSU has 2 full-time staff members at its MRF, and typically between 6 to 10 students working for a given shift. The students do a variety of jobs, like running the baler, moving clam trucks, or working on sortation, said Christopher Hewitt, the operations coordinator at the Surplus Store and Recycling Center. Essentially, if they had to, our student employees would be able to run the facility. Taking on these roles gives them important job experience. While he was an MSU student 13 years ago, Hewitt applied to work at the Surplus Store and Recycling Facility on the sortation line. It gave him a great introduction to the recycled materials industry, and the experience led him towards a career path in the industry. After graduation, he worked in recycling centers, yards, and municipal settings before finding his current job at MSU 5 years ago. Student employees have great ideas and are very willing to try new things, he said. We also have student shift leaders who help supervise and train students to catch them up to speed. It's a fast-paced environment, and we want students who really believe in the mission of the work. According to Smith, while hiring students or recent graduates to your recycling facility may involve some additional effort, the payoff is worth the time and investment. Our student employees give me energy, he said. To a certain extent, you're helping to guide them as they think through career options. We've had some students come in who just saw this as a way to make money in an unrelated major, but they come away excited about sustainability and recycling and often change their major and are excited about going into the world and pursuing a career in the space. For recyclers looking to hire interns or students, Smith strongly recommends taking the time to integrate them into your existing culture and showing them the whole process of your work and operations. REMA's Pathways program offers paid fellowship and internship opportunities for current and recent graduates. As Pathway participants, students are immersed in career opportunities in the recycled materials industry at one of REMA's member companies. The Pathway Programs is designed to provide REMA members with another resource to attract talent, fill workforce needs and critical competency gaps, support diversity efforts, and supplement the competitive hiring process. Vetted candidates are matched with REMA members based on their interests, skills, location, and availability. Students are inquisitive and they're going to ask questions, Smith said. They may help give a fresh perspective that ends up helping you improve one of your processes or procedures. Don't be hesitant to hire on a recent grad or a student, because while they may sometimes be a little green to the industry, there is a great payoff to your workforce. The Pathways program is a no-cost service provided to all REMA members. On Thursday, March 6th, Dynamic Lifecycle Innovations, ITAD 2024 Company of the Year, and representative vendor in the 2024 Gartner Market Guide for IT Asset Disposition, announced the opening of its new facility in Hendersonville, Tennessee. The strategic expansion, located just outside of Nashville, further solidifies the company's ability to meet the ever-growing demand for secure, sustainable IT asset management services in the southeastern U.S. It also reflects Dynamic's continued investment in operational excellence to ensure data security and maximum value recovery for its clients. The newly established facility spans more than 74,000 square feet and is equipped with cutting-edge technology to provide comprehensive global ITAD services. The facility includes secure data destruction, asset decommissioning, remarketing, real-time reporting, responsible recycling, and one-glove services. By expanding operations into this larger space, Dynamic strengthens its industry-leading customer experience, delivering even greater service efficiency and reduced turnaround times for clients. Opening this expanded facility marks a significant milestone in our company's growth trajectory, said Miles Harder, CEO of Dynamic Lifecycle Innovations. It allows us to better serve our customers in the southeastern region with best-in-class ITAD services, while increasing our investment in the growing Nashville community. We're proud to offer rewarding career opportunities and welcome passionate professionals to join the Dynamic team in delivering innovative, sustainable solutions. Thank you for listening to This Week in Recycling. We'll see you next week in recycling. Goodbye.